Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and our guest this week with the start of spring football practice on Thursday is junior quarterback Dallas Davis. Dallas, appreciate you taking the time this week to visit with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Like I said, I hear spring practice and y'all get back on the field Thursday afternoon. What's the feeling in the locker room and in the building? I mean, generally, it's safe to say there's usually excitement because there's more fun playing football than some of the dirty work that goes into preparing. How are you guys feeling?
Right. We're feeling good. You know how it always gets before the season starts or spring starts is everybody gets fired up and ready to play. And LA's been, you know, working as hard. We feel strong. I think this is the strongest we've ever been as a team, to be completely honest with you, which is good. So everybody's fired up, ready to go.
For the first time ever, there's that significant change at the top with the coaching staff and that decision and process from, really, it was all in December. I mean, because Coach Campbell came in and hired the staff pretty quickly, even though you guys, a lot of you were gone.
Right.
You know, as a group, how are you guys handling the change and working with the new coaches so far?
So far it's going good. Us as a group, we have to learn a whole new system, offensively and defensively. But the coaches, they have a lot of energy, and the guys are handling it well. Everybody seems to have a good time. They care, which is cool. Just everybody, you know, I think everybody enjoys them and afraid of them. I think they got their hands on them, they trust them, so.
Well, practice is starting the first week of March, but the semester started way back early in January. So why don't you tell our listeners what exactly goes into preparation during the off season? What have you guys been doing, and, like, how frequently have you been doing it?
We're kind of going Monday through Friday, so, and ever since January's hit, Monday through Friday, kind of doing strength, conditioning, agility work, and then us as a offense, us quarterbacks get our receivers and we throw, say, you know, two or three times a week, something like that, just to get in the swing of things, but that's usually what we've been doing, and kind of, you know, waking up early, getting after it sometimes at 6 a.m., and it's going good, though. I mean, everybody's locked in and bought in, I feel like.
Like in an off-season workout in the weight room with Coach Ankar, how long y'all in there, you know, and you feel like, is it a little strenuous might be the right word, but, you know, sometimes I think in season you got to be careful because you don't want to wear down or possibly, you know, freak accident. So right. A little more intensity and weight training. How long are you in? How long's a session?
We got a group goes at 2 and a group goes at 3:30. It's like an hour and a half long. And it is nonstop. I mean, you just balls to the wall. You know, you're going at it all the time. But it is strenuous. It is, but you have to. I mean, in sprint, during the season, I mean, you got to take that time off. You can't work out as hard. You got guys banged up from games and not being able to lift. But this is the time you have to get after it, this in the summer. We get after it for sure.
You mentioned one of the things that goes in that. You've had to work on going into the start of practice Thursday as well. You got a new system coming in place. Coach Campbell, when he's talked to the media, has said spring practice is a lot about, well, I got to find personnel and kind of who's doing the stuff. So I don't know is there a full playbook you guys have had to study? Do you think you're getting just kind of a base playbook? And how have you gone about preparing for that, and how do you memorize a new book? How do you memorize a new system?
Well, the coaches are kind of taking it day by day on us, which is cool. But as quarterbacks, they are throwing it at us all at once in the meeting rooms. We went through 4 days of install. It's a whole different terminology, so we got to be in there double the amount of time. We got to know the offense, so, I mean, we have to know what to do. So it kind of puts a lot on us, but we have to handle it, so it's cool.
Is that like when you get that playbook and you learn all that stuff, is it like class? Is it like a traditional student where you have a book in front of you and you just gotta figure out a way to memorize it, or is there something that you do with visual and watching plays on film that helps tie it together? How do you get that done?
Yeah, we have both. We got we got a route sheet concept. We can either write them down or they can, you know, give them to us. But we also have we also have film. They put cut-ups of either Troy or the Central Arkansas film of them kind of doing what they had going on. It kind of gave us a visual of how to do this, how to do that. So, I mean, we have both. We just got to study it.
You know, when I take it at this point in the year, film, I mean, you talk about watching the systems that are coming in from different schools. But normally this time of year, you're probably not watching other schools. It's not like you're studying game tape and looking at other defenses. But how much do you look at yourself from last year and what you got? Or is that because of the new system, new coaches, gone and you haven't worried about it?
Yeah, I haven't gone back and looked at last year's film just because I've been kind of focusing on – I'm trying to forget the last terminology I've known for the past 5 years. So – I think the best way it is, I just didn't look at it. I talked to a GA, he was just like, you know, better yet, just forget everything you learned last year and the years past, and this is their new terminology, this is how we're going to do it. So I'm kind of going by that philosophy right now.
If not that you're making any promises, but your gut feeling of what you've watched from these other programs on film and what you've seen in the playbook, you know, how excited are you about this offense going into your senior year? And what do you think that these shifts and changes might do for you, the team, the program?
I'm excited. I mean, it is different, but, I mean, it fits us. I mean, as a group, as an offense, it fits. It really does. If you really look into it, you really dissect it, it definitely fits our personnel. It just fits us. So, I mean, I'm excited. Talk to the wide receivers. You know, they're fired up about it. Running backs and the O-line, they're getting coached by the head man. So I don't know how fired up they are about it, but I mean, they seem pretty good. You know, they just got to stay healthy. If everybody stays healthy, you know, I feel like it could be a big year for us.
Yeah, I mean, you can see. I mean, there are a lot of receivers coming back.
A bunch of personnel.
That were really good last year and have an opportunity to build on
our receiving core is all back.
You know, it's just a matter of some health and depth at running back, because that got dicey at the end. You know, speaking of, well, let's do this first. You know, in your mind, kind of what kind of goals do you have, what personal and as a unit, for what you hope to see at the end of spring practice in the middle of April?
I feel like one of my goals is just to run the offense smoothly, from understand it as much as I can, and for us as a whole on offense, really just buy into what they're coaching, what they're preaching, and just to be successful. I mean, I know the spring's not going to look the greatest with this new offense we got, but I mean, it's, you know, we got to put the time in, we got to, you know, we got to accept that everything's not going to be perfect right away. So I mean, if everybody just keeps their head up, keeps moving forward, I mean, I feel like that's, we have all the same goal, is just kind of to get better and move on.
We were talking about, you know, last year there were some injury issues, and I know people know, but I don't think anyone really ever talked about it, is that you, at the end of the 16 season, right after the bowl game, had surgery on your shoulder.
Right.
And it was supposed to be a very lengthy recovery process, but you got back to be able to participate in camp, to play, to contribute to the team last year.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, you ever feel like you were truly fully healthy, or was there a little bit of limitations in what you could do because of getting it done quicker than expected?
Yeah, there was definitely I definitely came back quick. Like, I was an 8 to 10 month recovery, supposedly. I came back in 6 months to try to, you know, try to play, try to start. Coaches didn't feel like I was ready, and whatever, they made their decision. And I ended up playing sooner than I thought I would, and kind of re-injured my shoulder and my rib and played through that the whole season. And just kind of, they really say it really takes a full year after surgery like I had to recover. And now that it's been over a year, a little over a year, I feel healthy than I ever been. I mean, I feel real good. I mean, the past two seasons I've played hurt, so it's kind of, I'm kind of excited to see what this season, you know, has to go, because I'm not hurt, not,
yeah,
you know.
I didn't know, like, when obviously the weight room bout and strength and getting that better, and you talked about the agility drills, do you still have to rehab the shoulder, or are you clear on that front? And when you're doing the other things, you can kind of cut loose like the rest of the guys?
Yeah, I mean, I'm full go right now. You know, I do a lot of maintenance stuff, you know, just little bands here and there and a lot of stretching with my shoulder. But other than that, I mean, I'm doing everything everybody else is doing. So, nope, nothing's hurting. So, I mean.
So, you know, talk about when you look at the roster, it's turned out that here the last couple of years, there's a group of three of you in the quarterback room in the same class, which is a little different.
Right.
I mean, most, I think it was just odd how it worked out that way, and it doesn't happen in a lot of other programs. But I get the feeling you guys all get along, support each other.
Yeah.
But what's it like? Describe to our listeners how you have to separate, like, being friends and getting along with the guys, but then also competing to win that job.
Right. I mean, it's like you kind of got to go your separate way when it comes to on the field, I guess. I mean, you hang out, you know, off the field, this and that, and you even hang out on the field, it don't matter. But me personally, I like to, you know, get away, separate myself by going to do stuff late at night and kind of going to watch film, calling one of the coaches up, one of the student assistants, or, hey, come signal this plays to me, you know, just kind of do stuff like that, so I understand things more, and like studying, just trying to, you know, take that edge that other people aren't doing, you know.
You know, one of the things about the quarterback position is that it is just naturally looked at as a leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
You're calling the plays, and you're such an, you know, you're, other than wildcat formations, you got your hands on the ball as much as anyone. Is there anything you do that you've done in the past to prepare for that role, or is there anything, you know, what does leadership mean to you, and how do you handle that responsibility?
Usually the way my leadership style is I get close to people. I, you know, learn where they're from, learn like how they are as a person, how do they react to certain situations. And I'm not a guy that, you know, get in your face. Like, that's not who I am. I'm the kind of guy who, you know, if you're not doing the right thing, or I'll pull you off to the side and kind of talk to you one-on-one, or, because most people, if you call them out in front of everybody, they'll just shut down. I mean, you got to know how to lead certain people. You know, some people do like that. So, I mean, that's just kind of how I am. You kind of prepare yourself, just kind of relax. I mean, I stay relaxed, and because if I'm all tense, playing tense, I mean, I can't. I have so much stuff to worry about. I have to read coverages, make sure everybody's got the right alignment, running the right route, you know, back's doing the right thing. It's just a lot of stuff going on in my head that I got to do, and then I got to lead also. So, I mean.
Is that, you feel like it's something that you've always been comfortable with, or have you seen it develop and grow as you've gotten older?
It's definitely grown. I mean, you know, you're coming in as a freshman, you know, you got guys, you know, 23, 24, 25 years old, and you're 17, 18 years old, and you're like, I'm not going to tell this guy what to do. I mean, that's not who I am. But it's definitely growing. I mean, I'm more comfortable with it, more comfortable with everybody, the staff, the players. I mean, the whole staff, not just the coaching staff, the training staff. I mean, everybody across the board, you just got to get comfortable with everybody, you know.
But I would say that I've been – I think whatever you did as a freshman worked. Because, it's tough. You got seniors who don't want to listen to a freshman or aren't interested. But I had an upperclassman when you came in tell me, like, after the first year that they thought, you've got the locker room. You've got guys that are willing to follow you. And it was at that young. And, I mean, like, did you find that, okay, I – Doesn't matter. I'm gonna do my thing. Or how did you do that? Did you even know that?
Well, I didn't know that personally. I mean, what I do to get respect from older guys, like coming in there, I just worked my tail off, made sure I was the first one finishing everything. I mean, making sure people aren't bending over if they're supposed to, and just kind of because if a young quarterback like that, you can't just fall into the negativity. You have to stay positive at all times. And I just made sure everybody was, like, positive around me. I didn't really like a lot of negativity, so I was making sure everybody was staying positive, and I just worked hard. I worked extremely hard. I trained, like, after every session. I mean, me and Sam Harris probably trained too much. I mean, now that we looked at it, I mean, my shoulders messed up and his knees and shoulders, too. So we look back, I think we overtrained, but, I mean, it was good for us. We don't regret it at all.
Right.
But, I think that's how we got that respect from those guys in the locker room, in my opinion.
I just want to touch on it a little bit. You know, when and why did you start playing football? And what do you find you most enjoy about the sport?
Well, funny story. I don't even know when I started. I was young. It was probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 years old, but I was so scared to get hit. I quit my first year actually playing football. Like, the first year I ever played, and I quit. Next year coming around, they're like, all right, we want to play. I was like, all right, I'm going to play again. And my dad didn't never – ever since then, my dad's like, you're not quitting. So, thank God I never quit. But I was scared to hit for, like, the first, I don't know, 5, 6 years I was in it until high school came around, I feel like. Then I started – giving the licks,
yeah.
You know, instead of taking them and, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, I felt like that is when my game changed. My high school career is kind of – because we had a running style quarterback type offense where we had to run the ball a lot. And I feel like that's kind of when my game turned around and kind of was like, this is fun. Like, this is what I'm going to do. Like, this is –
You always played quarterback when you were younger? Were there other positions involved?
I mean, I played linebacker and wide receiver. As a little kid, I mean, you know, you played both sides of the ball. So I was a quarterback, linebacker. In high school, I played quarterback. And when I probably backed up a guy my freshman year, I played wide receiver and linebacker. But mainly quarterback, so.
You know, it's interesting. I feel like, and I don't think I've ever really asked any of our quarterbacks through the program's history, but, you know, so many – It's odd how do you decide, you know, how do coaches of 7, 8, 9 year olds figure out this is going to make a good quarterback, and then you end up in that position. And, like, is that what you saw all along, even when you were playing the other positions?
I didn't see it at all. The coach was just like, man, he's got an arm. He'd be a good quarterback. So that's what my dad told me. And, I mean, at that age, you don't know. But I was – I could catch too, so I mean, they have kind of played, you know, wide receiver and quarterback, but I was mainly quarterback. We had, you know, a couple of plays where I went out the wide receiver, but I don't know. They just said, hey, he's got a big arm, let's throw him at quarterback. So I'm glad they did, though, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, and the other thing I'd asked about is, like, what do you like the most about the sport? What kept you playing all along, even when there were other than dad won't let me quit?
Yeah.
What kept you playing? What kept you interested?
Well, growing up, we all had a group of friends that we grew up with. I mean, our parents and my parents and their parents always grew up together. So, I mean, it kind of – they played football. I played football with them. We all just grew up and loved the game, even through high school. And then high school came around, and we weren't the best high school team. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, take it for granted, but I don't know, you know, you just, once high school came around, we just kind of had fun with it. We loved the game. I mean, I don't know what I love the most about it. I would say just the Friday night light feeling, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the crowd cheering. I mean, that's what I like. I love that. I mean, with your, you know, your close buddies, your brothers, you just like, let's go do this thing. You know, let's go bust some heads up. You know, that's kind of what we had fun doing. And we didn't care. I mean, we care if we won or lose, but I mean, when it comes down to it, it's, are you having fun with what you're doing? You know, if you don't love it, you don't have fun with it, then in my opinion, I don't think you should do it. You know?
Did, like, as you were growing up, before you even got to high school, did you find that, I mean, you watch a lot on Saturdays, college? Do you watch the NFL on Sundays? Do you do that now? I mean, do you like it enough that you're watching? I mean, obviously, Saturdays are tougher because of schedule. I mean, maybe at night game, you're at the hotel, you can watch an early kickoff. But, right, you know, the NFL on Sunday, does just watching that interest you?
It's kind of tough watching it now. I mean, because Sunday we got to be up right back to the field house. But, I mean, yeah, it still does interest me. I love just sitting there on a Saturday. I mean, now that this will be my last season, who knows what will happen after the season. But if I don't move on, then I will have those Saturdays and Sundays, you know, grill out and, you know, with the guys, have some fun, watch the games, you know. It still interests me for sure.
When you're watching a game, not an NFL game, because I don't think any college player really should probably criticize a pro, but, like, you see yourself sitting there and you're watching it and just pointing out those things that you remember as a player.
Yeah.
Maybe lead yourself into an analyst position.
Sometimes, yeah, you're like, you know, you're like, well, everybody kind of runs the same play, so we kind of, if we're watching it, we're like, oh, well, we got that same play, we're running it this week, you know, it's kind of cool watching it like that.
Now, still a sport recreation management major.
Yeah.
You know, you're obviously wrapping up your degree. You plan on, will you graduate at the end of the fall?
I'll graduate this semester in May.
Oh, so. And then get to work on a master's or a second degree.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, when the playing career is over and you've got that management as the basis of your academic career here, kind of what do you see yourself doing down the road?
Down the road, I mean, I definitely want to go back home, which is Panama City. So, I mean, and, you know, family-wise, we have a bunch of stuff, like, that my family does. I mean, I may get into something with them if I don't use my degree. I thought about coaching, you know, because I love, like, helping people out. I mean, if there's something I can do to teach somebody be better, then I would love to do that. So, I mean, if there is a coaching side of me that I'd, like, keep wanting to do, but also I love hanging out with my family. So, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do necessarily. I mean, it's too soon to tell. But once that time comes around, I'll definitely be back home when I do it, probably.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation is junior quarterback Dallas Davis. Before we let you go, I'm going to ask you a set of questions here to help our listeners get to know you a little better off the field. And really, looking for the first thing that pops into your mind, a little spontaneity. And the first question I always start with is schedule a student-athlete with class, practice, competition, travel, study hall. There's not a lot of free time. So when you have a few moments to yourself, what's your favorite thing to do?
Play golf.
What's your favorite sport outside of football?
Golf. Yeah. Or basketball. Golf and basketball.
Don't sound so sure of that.
I'll say golf. Yeah, we'll do golf.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
As a fan, the best athletic event? I would say a basketball game.
What is at the top of your bucket list of an athletic event that you want to attend as a fan, never been there yet?
A Super Bowl or a national championship.
City mad, or you just want to go to the game?
I just want to go. Not nowhere cold, though. Not nowhere cold.
If you're going on a dream vacation, you can only pick one spot. Where are you going?
Jamaica. I've always wanted to been in Jamaica. Never been.
What's your favorite movie?
Rush Hour.
Who's your favorite musical artist?
Oh, that's tough. What kind of music?
Whatever kind you want to describe. You can give me one for each type of music you listen to. I'm open.
I like Justin Moore. I like Justin Moore.
And the question I always wrap up with that's a lot of fun is when 20, 25 years down the line, a producer in Hollywood finds the story of Dallas Davis, the kid coming out of the panhandle and making it to South Alabama, a compelling story, comes up with a script, and he's going to make a movie, what actor is going to play the lead role?
I'm not good with actors. I'm good with faces, though, but I'm not good with actors. Oh, I don't know. Chris Tucker? Or Chris Rock? Chris Rock?
So you want someone to make sure you play you funny.
Yeah, play you funny. It's got to be a funny movie.
All right. This week's guest on Inside Jag Nation, Dallas Davis. The Jaguar football team begins spring practice Thursday afternoon. Hope all goes well throughout the spring season and going into your senior year. And appreciate your taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Yeah.